Can you just go through your finals again and maybe your strategy on the day where it seemed to be a course where it was, you know, easy to box out people, and if you're in the back, easy to be boxed out. And it definitely looked for most of that final that you were getting shut down. And I'm just kind of curious what was going through your mind strategy-wise and how you kind of closed that out down the final straight.
Yeah, so we watched the juniors race yesterday and learned from the course that you wanted to be up in the front as much as possible. And so my strategy all day was get out with the best start possible and then lead into the big climb so that I had room to do work to my strengths, which was climbing up that hill. And so in the quarterfinal and semifinal, I had a good start, was slotted into second, and then made my move by the big climb into first so that I could just throw down the hammer. But unfortunately in the final, I did not have a good start and was fifth and sixth kind of coming out of the start. And given the snowstorm in the quarterfinals, it made it really hard to even try to make a move given the lines of the course already. And then it was a huge disadvantage to plow in the deep snow. So I kept trying to find gaps where I could, but kept getting shut down. And then we entered the hill and kept getting shut down again and was waiting to find a gap and trying to make a gap and almost got tangled. And I just had to kind of wait and conserve. And my body felt better than how I could move. I had a lot more energy to give, but like you said, there's a lot of boxing out to be had. And so I just waited until the final stretch where I finally had my last chance to make a move and outsprint the French girl. And it just wasn't quite enough distance to reel in the Swedes.
You know, we have a group of junior guys coming in with huge expectations, right? I mean, there's obviously pressure they put on themselves, pressure that the cross-country community puts on them. I'm sure pressure from us just by simply publishing success stories. And, you know, by most measures, except the podium, they had a great day yesterday, a sixth, a seventh, I think a 13th, and maybe an 18th. I mean, everybody in the top 20 for the US. So again, successful. You folks, your sort of cohort of female skiers, Haley Swerbel, yourself, Hannah Halverson, and I know I'm forgetting someone, but add it in there if there's someone else there. But you guys have really set the bar quite high, obviously, at Junior Worlds. And I am just wondering if you had words with maybe Gus or anybody yesterday and simply just how to process what, you know, can be considered as disappointment for them. And just to be able to say, okay, you've got your 10 minutes and then you got to reset and refocus. I mean, do you have any value to add to their sort of how they process this?
Yeah. I mean, being on this World Juniors U23 trip for the last few years, I think it's been really cool to see how I think expectation and pressure is a good thing. And I think it's something that can be really hard to deal with, but I think it means we're here to fight and we're here to fight to win, which I think is really cool. And I know when I was first on these trips, we were not in that scenario. So qualifying for a sprint heat was a really good day for our team. And I think the confidence and the professionalism and experience our team carries now is at a whole new level. We're out there, people like respect us and expect things of us. And I think that does put a lot of pressure on those guys, but I think those guys know how to handle it. And yeah, I think some of them may have been disappointed a little bit with yesterday's result, but knowing those guys, I think they're going to use that to fuel the fire for the next upcoming races.
I mean, it's interesting, and I didn't pull up your full spectrum of like World Cup results or World Champs results, but I mean, going back into, and this is where I need you to, and not that I'm opposed to anyone correcting me, but please correct me here. I think you popped like a top, maybe 22nd in the skiathlon in Seychelles.
Yeah, I think it was
last year.
19th.
Is that correct?
But I could also be wrong.
Okay. But quite well. That's okay. But quite good. And I think at one point maybe compartmentalized you as a sprinter, and you've been like knocking off great distance results this year, as well as good solid sprint results. kind of moving into the World Cup realm, is there something that you've learned about yourself as a skier that sort of is making you realize your potential as an all-rounder, at least on the World Cup?
Yeah, it's always been my goal to be an all-rounder. And I think last year was kind of, people were taken by surprise when I had a few good distance races, especially towards the end of the season. But I think with injury and things, like, sprinting is always the first thing that can come back because it doesn't require as much of a base. And so I think in the past, my distance skiing has been inconsistent because of that. But I think I'm getting to a point now where every race start, I'm learning. And I think on a sprint day, I can be more consistent, but I think I have the chance to do really well in distance races too. And I think going into a race, not counting yourself out, is super important. And so as a racer, I've just learned, I was kind of injured through the month of January and sick through the month of January and a little bit into February. And so races are key for me. I just need to race a lot. And that's how I find my form. And I think that's also the value of doing everything, is more start rights, the better I feel my sprinting, the better I feel my distance racing.
You've had injuries off and on. And I think some athletes can get incredibly stressed and thinking like, oh my gosh, I've lost a week. I've now lost a month. Oh my gosh, I've lost 3 months of training. And you seem to have some sort of aptitude to, you know, take downtime, and whatever it is you're doing during the downtime, I'm sure it's not like you're sitting on a couch, but you're able to maintain fitness. But I am curious, like, do you still get stressed about like, oh gosh, I'm losing that top edge, that top 1%, or at this point, you know, even at 22, where you've kind of had those ups and downs with whether illness or injury, and you're able to just sort of absorb that and understand that maybe it's not going to take 7 months to rebound. It might take just a month of, like you were saying, race starts or intensity work. And yeah, I'm just curious how you approach that now.
Yeah, I think given over the years that I've struggled a lot with injuries and stuff, I have confidence in myself now that I know if I'm patient and I'm smart recovering back from injury, that it'll come back together. And I think it'll take time. I mean, the leg injury I had, my first World Cup back, I was almost last and I felt terrible. And that always brings doubts. But I also knew, like, the ski tour was a perfect opportunity because I know my body well enough now. Give me 3 to 4 starts and I'm getting back into my form. And that's exactly how it happened. And so I think it can be hard when you have to get through those first few starts knowing that you're not going to have the races you want off of injury, but I have confidence in my system and knowing what works well for me, and that's getting race starts, keep believing, and just keep working on the things you can control and being smart.
How would you describe yourself as a competitor?
Definitely resilient and positive, I think. I mean, I think every athlete has times when they're not positive, but believing in oneself, like when things aren't going well, and doing that and being resilient through the ups and downs.
I think Germany really would like to claim you. So how many Kerns were out there today? Extended family.
I had my grandparents, so 2, and then my cousin and her family. So I had 6 people watching out there today. And then the rest of my family watching on the live stream because they had to work over the weekend.